Can you spell phlegmatic? How about vociferous? These were the kinds of words posed to the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students who competed in this year's middle school spelling bee. The competition took place in the middle school commons, where throngs of middle schoolers gathered to cheer for their friends. Middle school teacher Mr. Brooks explains the rules which the audience must follow.
Now, for this to work, you guys need to be a good audience. And a good audience means that you are quiet, you are respectful of the contestants, do not applaud until after each round. Okay? If a contestant misses a word, they stay in their seats until the end of the round, at which point they may go back into the audience. Okay?
And then comes the rules for the spellers themselves.
When I give them a word, they may ask for the definition, they may ask for it to be used in a sentence, they may ask for the origin of the word. Once they start spelling it, they cannot change their spelling. So if the word is cat, and they say K, once the K's out there, they can't change it.
The beginning of the B starts out pretty mellow.
All right, folks, starting with an 8th grader, Nicole Keggy.
Go, Nicole.
The word is domestic.
Domestic. D-O-M-E-S-T-I-C, domestic.
That is correct. 6th grader, Tyler Eagle, the word is skeleton.
Skeleton, S-K-E-L-E-T-O-N, skeleton.
That's correct.
It goes on like that 21 more times with the words fumbling just a few students. The second round is a lot more challenging with words like silhouette, cryonics, doxology. A few rise to the challenge, but most do not. By the third round, there are only 3 contestants remaining. One of them goes out with the word dissipated, leaving 2. 7th grader Haley Reed and 6th grader Tyler Eagle.
Haley, unprecedented.
Unprecedented. UNPRECEDENTED.
That is a PREC. Okay, not over yet. Tyler has to spell this word to be the 2008 Spelling Bee champion. Tyler, the word is blasphemous.
Blasphemous. B-L-A-S-P-H-E-M-O-U-S, blasphemous.
Folks, we've got a 6th grade. So, Tyler, I would like to present you with a certificate, which I will sign momentarily, as well as $25 cash as this year's Spelling Bee champion.
After it was over, I was able to snag a moment with the ultimate speller.
How does it feel to be the winner of the Spelling Bee?
Pretty good, I guess.
What was the hardest word?
I can't really think of anything.
Do you think you were going to win?
I guess, sort of.
Did you practice a lot?
Not really.
Were you nervous?
Yes.
And have you always been a good speller?
Yeah, I think I have.
When asked what he'll do with the prize money, Tyler said,
maybe save it?
Can anybody spell responsible? This is Lisa Fu reporting from WRANGELL.